You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Railway stocks such as IRFC, RVNL, IRCON saw gains between 3% and 9% on Monday after the central government approved ₹24,657 crore for new railway projects. On Saturday, the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved 8 new railway projects, which will cover 14 districts across 7 states and involve the construction of 64 new stations. These projects are expected to be completed by the 2030-31 financial year. Despite a recent decline in railway stocks following budget announcements and disappointing results from major companies such as RVNL, IRFC and IRCON, the sector has seen sharp gains in Monday's August 12th trade. Shares of RVNL surged 9.09% to ₹564.85, making the largest increase among railway stocks. Up next, shares of Ola Electric rose 20% to freeze in its upper circuit of ₹80.36. This is the second straight session when stocks of the EV company have hit the upper circuit of 20%. The stock is up 44% from its issue price of ₹76 per equity share. The company opened its IPO to investors on August 2nd and closed the bidding on August 6th to raise a total of ₹6,145.56 crore. The company had a price band in the range of ₹72 to ₹76 per equity share. The issue was subscribed 4 times more than the offered shares on the last day of its bidding. However, on the first day of the issue, it received muted demand, getting subscribed just 0.38 times. Moving on, Andromeda Sales and Distribution Private Limited, India's leading loan distribution network, is set to extend its services to non-resident Indians, NRIs, in Dubai, facilitating home loans for those looking to purchase property in India. Dubai, home to the largest Indian diaspora, represents a significant market of potential home buyers eager to invest in real estate back home. With this strategic initiative, Andromeda aims to tap into this burgeoning market and assist NRIs in securing home loans as well as commercial property purchase loans for their transactions in India. Andromeda will facilitate loans for these home buyers and expects significant business from this new offering in this fiscal year 2024-25. In other news, leading public sector bank Punjab National Bank, PNB, has launched a new debit card specifically designed for visually impaired customers. This contactless NCMC, National Common Mobility Card, debit card, called the PNB Antardrishti Braille debit card, is available on RuPay network. The introduction of the PNB Antardrishti Braille debit card reflects the bank's commitment to inclusivity and financial accessibility. This initiative also aims to enhance financial independence and convenience for visually impaired individuals, empowering them to manage their finances with greater ease and confidence. This debit card has a rounded notch on the opposite side of the chip. This facilitates the cardholder to know about the direction of the card while dipping the same in ATM or POS. Competition Commission of India has stated that multiple cases have been referred to its investigation arm in the past few months, adding that the due procedure of law is being followed after receipts of report from it before reaching a final verdict. Responding to the news report, CCI dithers on final verdict in major cases, Financial Express, August 9th, the Commission highlighted that antitrust matters are decided by the Commission as per the procedure laid out under Section 26 of the Competition Act, 2002. Further, it stressed the need to follow the procedures for inquiry, as outlined under Section 19, on receipt of reference from various agencies, including the central and state governments. Furthermore, Wholesome Foods, the parent company of Slurp Farm & Mill, is eyeing an annual recurring revenue, ARR, of ₹168 crore in FY25. The Gurugram-based D2C, direct-to-consumer company, is currently at an ARR of ₹100 crore. It is also hopeful of achieving profitability by FY27, once it reaches an ARR of ₹300 to 400 crores. The healthy snacking and meal brand has stayed CM3, contribution margin 3, positive since last year. Founded in 2016 by Meghana Narayan and Shauravi Malik, Wholesome Foods have so far raised a total funding of ₹141 crore and is backed by marquee investors including Fireside Ventures, actor Anushka Sharma, ICD Dubai, Sharp Ventures, Norotam Seksaria Family Office, among others. Lastly, the benchmark equity indices ended Monday's trading session in the negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 dropped 20.50 points or 0.08% to settle at 24,347, while the BSE Sensex fell 56.98 points or 0.07% to 79,648.92. The broader indices ended in mixed territory, with gain led by small cap and mid cap stocks. Bank Nifty index ended higher by 93.45 points or 0.19% to settle at 50,577.95. Realty and metal stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while PSU banks and media stocks shed. ONGC, Axis Bank, Hero MotoCorp, JSW Steel, and Infosys are the top gainers on NSE Nifty 50 Index, whereas the top laggards include NTPC, Adani Ports, Dr. Reddy's Lab, Apollo Hospitals, and Britannia Industries. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.